I thought of college football, you know, playing the video game again, hopefully one day for the NCAA. Also, I thought of our next guest on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline, former CU and NFL wide receiver and former Olympian as well, Jeremy Bloom, joining Nick and Cecil here on The Fan. And Jeremy, can you believe what the Supreme Court decided, basically siding with college players and not the NCAA? Can you believe the day is finally here?
On some levels, absolutely. You know, I knew that the Supreme Court was going to rule in favor. I didn't think that there would be consensus. Nine judges out of zero ruled in the favor of student athletes. I think that sends a really clear message to the NCAA as it relates to what the Supreme Court of the United States thinks about amateurism.
So as it pertains to everything moving forward, because this was great, having nine individuals rule against the NCAA, what do you think this means for athletes, both men and women, long term?
Well, the floodgate is just now really opening with the decision at the Supreme Court. But keep in mind, the Supreme Court was only hearing a very narrow argument inside of amateurism, and they effectively upheld the Ninth District Court in California's decision that the NCAA can't limit the amounts placed on student-athletes for educational things like laptops and internships, et cetera. But more importantly than the Supreme Court's decision today, in the overview by Judge Kavanaugh, he basically says that the NCAA is not above the law. They don't pay their student-athletes. They don't allow them to be compensated, and they are in violation of antitrust, effectively soliciting an argument brought to the Supreme Court that amateurism is in direct conflict of antitrust laws. And so I think in the near future, the Supreme Court is going to hand out an opinion on that.
Jeremy Bloom, our guest here. It's Nick and Cecil on The Fan. And Jeremy, take our listeners back through your history, just because it's top of my head type of stuff, and I don't want to get anything wrong. But as an Olympian, you couldn't make any money from your skiing career when you were playing college football. If I have that correct, please take our listeners through that to help further understand, you know, the hypocrisy that the NCAA's basically always had.
Yeah, sure. I was a two-sport athlete, and when I got to the University of Colorado as a freshman, I was already an Olympic skier and a world champion skier. I was the number one ranked skier in the world, and what I wanted to do is continue my Olympic ski career because I wanted to go to the Torino Olympics, which would have been my second, and I wanted to play college football. And the NCAA said, well, you can't play amateur football if you have endorsement deals for skiing. And I said, well, gosh, that's hypocritical because Drew Henson made $1.2 million while playing quarterback at Michigan and being a professional baseball player.
Right.
So, you know, it was highly hypocritical, but, you know, they're the judge, jury, and executioner. They don't answer to anybody. The NCAA, they've gotten away with this for decades. And so I had to give up all my endorsement opportunities as a skier, and I made that work for 2 years, but then I literally had no money left. I was broke. Scraping up nickels to try to fund my Olympic career. And so I accepted endorsements my junior season, told the NCAA about it. They kicked me out. I didn't get to play my junior and senior season because of literally I was representing Team USA and skiing on the world stage. It was a pretty frustrating situation.
Now, you are part of this sports documentary called The Weight of Gold. And with the Olympics set to kick off here not too far from now, we always talk about the war of attrition in football. But what is that like for someone spending all their life, and you talk about the financial contributions and sacrifices to get to that point, but life after the gold medal ceremony? What is this film about, and what do athletes actually go through trying to come back from the withdrawal of the gold medal round?
Yeah, I was an executive producer on the documentary Weight of Gold that aired on HBO and is still available on HBO. And really, it was a story about Olympic athletes and mental health. And Michael Phelps narrated the film, and it was highly featured in the film. And, you know, it was really the who's who of Olympians. Apollo Ono, who's won more Olympic medals, Winter Olympic medals, than anybody in American history. Sasha Cohen, who's an Olympic silver medalist skater, Bodie Miller. It was all these folks like Sean White and snowboarding. And really the story and the narrative was, you know, the Olympic athletes, you know, really suffer with mental health problems just like the rest of us. The goal of the film was to normalize the conversation and destigmatize the concept of mental health, and to educate all of us that, you know, when we go through depression and in some cases, elevated cases, thoughts of suicide, it's not because it's a human weakness. It's not because we're weak people. It's because it's a disease. And I think as a society, we need to view it differently, more like a cancer or a diabetes, and address it differently from a medical perspective, because there has been this false narrative, especially in professional athletics, that, gosh, if you're upset about anything, you're a weak-minded person and you're not fit for Olympic sports, you're not fit to play in the NFL. And that narrative, thankfully, is changing.
Well, Jeremy, thanks for, you know, your input. And if you have not seen The Weight of Gold, I encourage you to definitely take a peek at it. But thank you for giving us your words, and I hope that this is just the beginning for college athletes and being financially compensated full time. Thank you, Jeremy.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. And, you know, just for the listeners to keep in mind, July 1st this year in 10 states, including Florida and Texas, there's state law requiring the states to allow college athletes to monetize their name, image, and likeness. So amateurism is over. We're in a new era of college athletics. Nobody knows exactly where it's going. But I think it's good to create equity across the whole college sports landscape, where these young kids own their own name, image, and likeness, and now they're no longer property of the NCAA.
Thank goodness. Jeremy Bloom, ladies and gentlemen. Jeremy, we appreciate you. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure, guys. Have a great night.
There we have him on that Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. What a tremendous statement right there to wrap things up from Jeremy Bloom. Amateurism is over.
Former CU Buff.